said, "You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or a right. Well, I'd like to suggest there is no such thing as a left or a right. There's only an up or down." Now, what did Reagan say was up? He said what was up was individual freedom consistent with law and order. And what did he think was down? Trading freedom for security. A new movie starring Meryl Streep shows the world what Reagan was talking about. Based on the novel by the same name, The Giver, depicts a society where the government has grown well beyond a nanny state. The government in the movie limits every aspect of life, where to live, what to wear, what to eat, who to marry, to make a society that doesn't have pain or risk, supposedly, to create some kind of utopia. Sound familiar? But one person in the community, The Giver, played by Jeff Bridges, he knows what freedom was like, and he passes this information on to a young boy named Jonas.
They're called books.
Hello? My name...
I know who you are.
Who are you?
The Giver. When the elders need guidance, I provide wisdom using memories of the past. Our world was different. There was more.
More?
Through his eyes, we get to experience the world anew. Jonas sees snow for the first time, what the world was like before climate control, and he revels in his first sled ride. He also sees a sunset, a party, and real rebellion against government tyranny. And in one touching scene, he sees war. Jonas painfully learns what soldiers and parents of soldiers know all too well, that freedom isn't free and it isn't risk-free. In fact, it's hard and complicated, and it might cost you your life. Gradually, Jonas learns what Reagan knew and what some of us still know today. Freedom is worth it. Suddenly, Jonas sees his little perfect community for what it is. Instead of a colorless but safe utopia, he sees injustice, tyranny, and death. Reagan was right in saying we must choose not between left and right, but up or down. And this movie shows us exactly where we're headed if we don't inject into our culture a little courage, tenacity, and rebellion against a government all too eager to take away our freedom. I don't think it's a coincidence that so many big blockbuster movies have portrayed people fighting back against big government. Just as Katniss Everdeen substitutes herself for her sister in The Hunger Games, Jonas sacrificially gives of himself for another helpless soul. And that's the funny thing about governments. You know, the bigger and more powerful they grow, the more they disrespect the lives of their citizens. The Giver is actually not about left or right. It is about up or down. And I'm really encouraged that someone like Meryl Streep, she lent her talents to a movie that so powerfully conveys truths about the way our culture is and the way it could be if we just had enough courage to fight back when we realize something's horribly wrong. Oh, I think The Giver would have made The Gipper really proud.